Like Miguel, towards low carbon globally distributed clouds.
Hello. I'm Miguel. I'm doing a PhD in Cotel between University of Grenoble Alpes from the DataMove team and University of São Paulo, Brazil. And today I'm talking about towards low carbon globally distributed clouds. It's basically the subject of my thesis. So this information we already see in the previous presentations, the cloud data centers consume a huge amount of energy.
Hello. So we already see this in the previous presentation, the clouds consume a huge amount of energy. And it's many students expect that this consumption will keep increasing. And this emits a lot of carbon because most of the data centers are located in regions that don't have access to renewable sources or low carbon intensive sources. And some, we also see this in the previous presentation, some major cloud players already deployed or are deploying some projects. So here is the example of the Google. You can, if you want to use renewable energy, you can select the regions that have more renewable energy in the location. And we also see this about the intermittency of the renewable energy. One point that is interesting about the variability during the year that we can exploit this seasonability to allocate our tasks to use more solar power. And in my work, I'm exploring more the solar power because the costs are keeping falling. And the solar radiation has a lower variation than wind speed. So you can make better scheduling decisions. And for storing the renewable energy, I'm focused on lithium ion batteries because they have a high efficiency in terms of cost and also in density because the space is an important factor for the data center. You can include more servers instead of the batteries. And they also have a high efficiency regarding charge and discharge ratio. And the self-discharge. They discharge very few if you don't use them. Okay. And regarding the efforts from the academic to deal with this problem, recently there is this new term, carbon-responsive computing, that was created to classify these approaches that are aware of their carbon emissions, or carbon-aware, and make decisions using this information. So in my thesis, I'm focusing in these both strategies, follow the renewables, and sizing the disease renewable infrastructure. And in this presentation, I will focus more on the second one, sizing the disease renewable infrastructure. Just to talk briefly about the first one. So follow the renewables, as the name suggests, you allocate or you migrate the workload to the locations that have more renewable energy available. So you use less the carbon intensive grid. However, it's not free. When you migrate, you not only use the network, but this migration also create a task that consumes energy. And this energy consumption is proportional to the duration of the migration. And here in this first study, I evaluated what is the impact of using this strategy. So this figure was it's a cloud inspired from the Grid 5K. And I simulated this using the Syngrid framework because it has a accurate network model. And we saw that the baselines that do not consider the network when performing the migrations for follow the renewables can reach a migration time that is over 100 times longer. And this also wastes a lot of energy because this energy could have powered one of the data centers for almost 44 hours. And regarding the simulation time, I simulated 1 week. This in comparison that with our algorithm that considers the network, and because of that, it does not present network congestion and do not waste that amount of energy. Regarding the second approach, the sizing, basically by sizing, I mean, I need to compute the area of PV panels in square meters and the capacity of the batteries to supply the data centers. And here are some hypotheses that I consider for this problem. So I consider that the data centers are already built. I'm not planning to build new data centers. They are already existing in terms of IT equipment, the servers, and the network. I consider that they are homogeneous regarding the number of CPU cores. I consider that the power consumption of the server is both from when they are idle and the dynamic when they receive a load. I also consider the network, the power consumption from the network equipment. And since each different location has different cooling needs, each different location also uses a different amount of power for cooling. So that's why each data center has a different, has a specific PUE. And I used these data centers, these locations, inspired from the relocations of Microsoft Azure. Okay. Regarding the workload, I'm also considering batch tasks that can be executed in any of the data centers. All the tasks need to be scheduled and executed. This first approach, I do not consider the migration between the different data centers because of the huge latency. So the folder renewables is only for the first allocation, and the task execution cannot be delayed. When the task arrives, it must start its execution. Regarding the renewables infrastructure, I consider the efficiency parameters from the charge and discharge, and also the maximum depth of discharge, because if you use the battery completely, you reduce its lifetime, so you need to limit its usage. Also the PV panels efficiency for converting the solar radiation to power. Another point that sometimes is forgotten in the literature is that if you build PVs and batteries, you also emit carbon. And I also take into account the lifetime of both equipment. Another point is that using the energy local electricity grid in each location also presents a different carbon emissions, because each location may have or not the presence of renewables or low carbon intensive power sources. For example, here in France, that's a lot of nuclear power, so that's why it has the lowest carbon emissions from kilowatt hour. In São Paulo, we have hydroelectric power, and in other regions that have this huge carbon emissions because they have high intensive carbon sources as coal and natural gas, and so on. So the proposed solution was a linear program to minimize the carbon emissions of this cloud operation federation during 1 year. And two interest points of this linear program is that the scheduling decision and the sizing process was modeled as a single problem. And with this approach, we can, for example, evaluate decisions. Should we allocate the workloads to different regions, or should we increase the capacity of the PVs and the batteries? Other point is that we modeled using only real variables. And this is important because we can obtain the optimal solution in polynomial time. So just to illustrate, we had more than almost 400,000 variables, and it was solved in less than 1 minute. And just to illustrate how we model briefly our problem. So for the data center power consumption, we consider that the data center can so the D is the data center, and the K is the time slot. So the power of the data center can be either from the power produced from the PV panels, the power that is used from the grid, the power that is discharged from the battery, and if remains some renewable power, we can charge the batteries. For the workload, so the WDK is how much workload you allocate to a specific data center at a time. So you need to respect how much cores the data center has. For the batteries, we model them in terms of level of energy. So how the energy that you have in the battery at one instant of time is equal to the energy that you had in the previous instant, plus what you charged and minus what you discharged from the battery. And for the solar power production, is the same model that we saw before. We have the how much solar radiation we received in that area multiplied by the area of the PV and the efficiency of the PV panel. And finally, the objective function. So it's We want to minimize the carbon emissions, so we minimize the usage from the power of the grid using the PVs and the manufacturing of the batteries. So what we use it for the inputs for our program, we use the real data for the solar irradiation, carbon emissions of using the local electricity grid, the manufacturing PVs and batteries, efficiency parameters of PVs and batteries, also the regarding the infrastructure of the city, the number of the cities, and the cars inside each of the cities. For the power consumption, we base it on real values from one server of the grid 5K and network router. Also the PUE of each data center, and the workload was based on Google traces. And the output of the program, what we are interested is the computed area of the PV and the capacity of the batteries. Okay, so here the results. So this first one is regarding the sizing, so the computed values from the area of the PVs and the capacity of the batteries. So in purple is the capacity of the battery, and yellow is the size of the solar panel area. So first you can see clearly two distinctive results. From São Paulo and Paris, they have few or none PVs and batteries because their local electricity grid is already low emissions, is either hydroelectric or nuclear. And for the others one, we see that they have a similar value from the batteries, mostly to use for during the night, and a huge area from photovoltaic panels. And one factor that justifies this huge area is during the winter when you have low solar irradiation. The second figure illustrates which source was used in the DC operation, which type of source of electricity was used in the DC operation throughout the year. So in purple is the energy from the battery, in green is the energy from the PVs, and yellow the electrical grid. So the full square is the total power consumption from the data center, and each color represents the area, represents how much was used from each source. So you can see that some data centers basically are only powered by or energy from the photovoltaics or energy discharged from the batteries. And some other data centers uses a little bit of energy from the grid. And São Paulo and Paris, that has the low carbon intensive local electricity grid, use a lot of energy from the electricity grid. And regarding the total emissions, we compare three different scenarios. So the first one, we only use the electrical grid. We see this scenario has the highest carbon emissions. In the second scenario, is the scenario I said before, it's like an autonomous data center that uses only PVs and energy storage devices, batteries. So here we see that it's already reduced by a factor of about 5. And in the final scenario, we consider using the PVs, the batteries, and also using the local electricity grid. We can see that we reduce a little further, so it's almost 6, a factor of 6 regarding the first scenario. And here is our first trying to evaluate the robustness of the model. We executed the sizing process again using solar irradiation with 3 different years. And we compare how much this affects the sizing in terms of the area of the PVs and the capacity of the batteries. We see that for some data centers, it's basically the same area. And the maximum that it reached was around 8% of difference from the data center of Cambrai when used a different solar irradiation from other year. And finally, to try to evaluate the DC operation, here's a draft that from each hour. So each circle represents the how much power was allocated to how much power the data center is consuming, the area of the radius of the circle. And the colors, again, is the same pattern. So purple is energy from the batteries, green is energy from the photovoltaic panels, and yellow energy from the grid. And this shadow is the night. Okay. And this visualization was for the first week of the year. So here you can see that during nights, most of the data centers are using energy from the batteries. And in green, during the day, the other data centers, some data centers use solar power. And for example, data center of São Paulo that has a low carbon intensive power uses also a lot of the grid. And for Paris, it doesn't matter if it's day or night because it has the lowest carbon intensive local electricity. So it uses a lot of energy from the grid. Great. So if you can, individual. Doesn't work. Yeah.
You like the challenge? Maybe like this. Let's try this one.
Yeah, so here you can see a little of the fall of the renewables. So when the circle is increasing because it's the power consumption is increasing, so the work is receiving more workload. And from when it's night, it's mostly using the energy of the batteries and not using energy of the grid, instead of the case of Paris that has a, for Paris has the lowest carbon intensive source, so that's why it never uses the battery. So finally, as some possible future work, we are planning to evaluate further the robustness of the model. We started by changing the solar irradiation data. We can also try to evaluate what happens when, because the workload is increasing year by year, how robust is our linear model. Also consider the migration of the virtual machines and take into account the quality of service for that. Other workload types, not only batch tasks. And maybe try also to dimension the IT infrastructure, for example, where to add additional servers, and also consider that the servers from the new generations can be more efficient. So this is the funding. And here you can find the material, the paper, and also the material to reproduce the experiments. And thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Miguel.